Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy.
Five, four, three, two, one.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, MMEO, on eWater Radio.
Broadcasting live.
What's up? It's the first of the month. Wake up with my boy, my host, Steve Solo in the Heezy Foshizy.
Hello, how are you?
I read. I'm doing quite well, thank you.
How about you? I'm doing great, bro. I'm feeling good. Every time you say host, you prolong the O and it sounds like ho.
Hostess. Cupcakes.
How was your week, Ron Stone?
All right. It was nice. You know, very productive. Got a lot of stuff going on. And how about yourself? I know you're busy, man.
Yeah, man. A day in the household of the Solo family is always a busy one. So, you know, it's always just been just fast paced. You know what I mean?
Man, I see, man. Same thing with the Stone family, you know. I was grinding, trying to do something, you know. Gotta get her done.
There's a few things, though, that I've noticed that we left out from last week's episode. And we're gonna talk about that. We wanted to basically give our accolades to the people that performed on the third annual May Day Spring Fling. And I think I kind of feel like we left out on that on the last episode. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, thanks for bringing that up because, yes, we definitely got to give a special thank you to my staff, the MMEO staff, man. What would you do without a staff, man?
You'd be a one-man army is what you would
be.
You'd
be running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Man, yeah, we got to give props. We got to give our respects to the people that made the event so successful, made it the way it was. If without them, it would not have been as successful as it was, right?
Yup, it wouldn't be as successful. So we got to wake up, and give thanks to all these people that took part of the third annual May Day Spring Fling. So we're going to start off with my wife, my beautiful wife, Miss Kelly.
Queen Bee.
Man, she did a great job, you know. She set everything up. She did the raffle gifts. We did like six gifts, man.
Six gifts. I'd be happy on Christmas just to receive one gift.
You're lucky you got that one gift. I've been getting colds.
Six gifts.
Yeah, so she did a great job. She made like different little buckets and
Queen Bee
little stuff like that. And she also did the hot dogs. Can you believe she had to leave the show just to pick up the hot dogs? To, you know, you gotta keep the community full.
Ah, I dig that, man. You know, if I would have went, bro, I would probably have ate like 10 hot dogs.
Oh, I had you 20 set to the side.
See, making me feel bad now, bro.
Man, we should do like a hot dog eating contest next year, huh?
That's what we're going to do.
Or do it for the charity.
Do it for the people.
Back to school. Oh, shoot. All right.
All right, so big shout out to Queen Bee Kelly for hooking up the food and she raffled off six prizes.
Yup, gave away six prizes, stayed up late, worked real hard on this, and got everybody organized and everything, man.
You know, behind every successful man is a tired woman.
Yup, you right about that, Steve Solo. But yeah, man, she did a great job. Then to my host
with the
host,
most
host for the show is My bro, Sugar Shane.
Sugar Shane, a.k.a. Sugar Shane Chatterbox.
Man, he did a great job with that one. Thank you, Sugar Shane, for doing a great job. Event coordinator, my sis, Maisha. She did a great job. She came all the way down from Bakersfield, California, with her husband. And my niece and my nephew, they helped out a lot. She stayed up real late trying to get everything done. Man, even though she's having some problems in her life, she still came down here from Bakersfield, California, and helped out. Stayed up real late to help out her sis, Kelly, and myself with this nonprofit organization. She was there since the beginning, since 2016. And next on the list, my bro Eric from Reno, he came down. Shoot, he helped me fill up the U-Haul and cleaned up and everything like that. You know, he wasn't expecting to be working, but you gonna learn today.
Eric, right?
Eric.
Yeah, yep. Man. Big shout out to Eric, man. I called you on the very day of to explain why I couldn't make it, and you sounded stressed. But good thing Eric was with you to help you throughout that whole process. What happened? You guys had to pick up a generator. You guys had to go to U-Haul. What did you guys have to do for that?
Man, pick up a U-Haul, pick up a generator, and be at the park at a timely manner.
What time did y'all start?
10.
We went to
the park at 10, yes.
Some fools are still asleep at 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Man, the next up, I want to give special thanks out to Miss J. Miss J, she had donated it. A cotton candy machine, man. You know, she's like, we should get a cotton candy machine for the kids.
Right.
I was like, yeah, let's do it. She's like, I got you. I was like, oh, thanks, man. I really appreciate it. See, that's when Miss Ruby came in. Miss Ruby, oh, man, she came down from Cali. She comes down every year, man, to help out. And she's the one that was running the popcorn and the cotton candy machine. You know how long that line was,
man? Oh, man.
All the kids was over there impatient. Hey, hurry up with my cotton candy and my popcorn.
All the kids lining up sweating, you know, just angry and just like, where's my cotton candy? Where's my popcorn?
Man. So, man, it's lovely. The kids loved it. There's some pictures on the website with kids holding their popcorn and their cotton candy. Just cotton candy all around their lip. Yep. Then next up, Jason, man. Miss J's significant other. Man, thank you, man. Because he came out, helped set up, helped break down. And then we needed some shade. So he's like, man, let me go to the house and pick up my my pop-up tent for the DJ. Because remember, it was raining the day before.
The previous day, right.
And then all of a sudden, it was a blessing because the sun shined on Children's Memorial Park on May 11th, the day before Mother's Day, for the third annual May Day
Spring. Yeah, thank God for that.
Man, that was a blessing. You know, I got to give my shout-outs to the Chicago crew. Man, they come through deep. Man, that is my folks right there, my neighbors. You know, I got to give my special shout-outs to Monique. Monique, thank you, Monique. Thank you, Monsu. Thank you, Omina and family, for helping out. Every year, they're always out here helping out, you know. Gotta give my special thanks to DJ David.
DJ David.
It's his second year coming out. You know, he always comes out, does a great job doing the DJ, messing with the entertainers and so forth, you know. That director, I gotta give what's up to Ed Waterford for advertising the event. Thank you. Giving us the opportunity for this podcast. You know, YNAP. Thank you, Candace, for helping out with this event. YNAP is a Las Vegas city council thing for the city. Smith's, Eugene, thank you for the donations, for the foods, drinks. Thank you, sir. Terrell from UNLV, thank you for coming by. He just got off the plane and came straight to this event to tell the community about college and high school. If you don't have your GED, holler at my boy Terrell, man, and then he'll get you up in UNLV after that. Health Plan of Nevada, thank you for coming out, supporting this event, you know, and then just come out. We got one coming up, first week of August. Fun Day, Water Day, Barbecue. Back to school fundraiser for unfortunate youth. Be a fun day. We barbecuing. You can't, don't miss out on my barbecue or my wife's barbecue. You know, we talked about that in the last podcast.
That's right. That's awesome, man. So much love that everybody brought to the table for the third annual May Day Spring Fling.
Man, much love.
Much love.
The community was there. Cali was there. And Las Vegas was there.
Okay, so for this future upcoming event, how do I donate? For all y'all listening right now, this next event that's coming up is going to be a fundraiser. It's going to be a school supply drive for mm-hmm. everybody. Say I'm listening, I want to donate. What do I do? Where do I go?
You go to Motivation Music Education on Facebook, or you can email us at mmeo2016.org or mmeo2016@gmail.com. And it's going to be a fun day with water. We're going to have like water games, you know, and our famous barbecue. We're going to be selling our plates for fundraisers.
Okay.
You know? So yeah. Come out, have fun.
Come out and have fun, you know, and it's going to be hot too.
Oh, yeah. That's why we're going to have lots of water balloons.
Water balloons.
Like that water gun.
Where are we having this again?
Children's Memorial Park.
Children's Memorial Park. Okay, so check it out. When is it?
We'll keep you guys updated. So just keep on looking at our website and keep on emailing us.
Perfect, perfect. So again, we want to give a heartfelt thank you to everybody that contributed to the third annual May Day Spring Fling.
Yes, sir.
It's so good. It's so good to be part of something as big as MMEO. We're not big, but I feel like you guys are earth shakers and earth movers. You know what I mean? You're trying to help the community. You're trying to do right by the community by giving what little you have to the community. Speaks a lot for the character of a person. And it always just warms my heart to see people trying to help out other people, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, definitely. We do want to give back to the community, you know, because there's lots of unfortunate youth and unfortunate families out there.
There you go.
Yeah, man. So, Steve Solo.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. You told me your daughter's graduating.
Yes, sir. You know what? I'm going to make a long story, because last week we talked a lot. Every time I'm a chatterbox. If Sugar Shane's a chatterbox, Steven Solo is a chatterbox times 10. We talked about Endgame for 20 minutes, and we shouldn't have done that. But, I've been busy this whole week preparing for my 19-year-old graduated from high school. My parents came down from overseas to congratulate my daughter. We bought her a new car. No, I worked hard to save up for that. For all graduating students right now, Ron Stone has a little message for everybody, you know.
See, my little message, my little theory is, and question is, okay, after graduation, what do the youth do? You know, there's lots of options. There's going to college. And then if they don't want to go to college, do we push them to go to college? And if we push them to go to college, what's going to happen? You know, what do parents do at that type of situation? Do we get another job to support their school fees? Do they get a job also? Or, you know, stuff like that. Or if they're not going to go to college, then they're going to have to get a normal job out there. And then do you want them to do that? Or do you want them to become successful? Because, you know, the theory of being successful is going to college, get a good job, and you live your life, right?
Let me tell you just real quick about our plan. Our plan is really simple. So the way that we prepared ourselves for when my daughter goes to college is we look at grants. We look at what we could do to get my daughter through college. Now the question is, does your child want to go to college or not?
Yeah.
And if they don't, what is their plan to subsidize for that? How are they going to get through life without a college education? In this day and age, the crazy thing about it is that I don't care what people think, but society actually looks down on you if you don't have that certificate that says that says that you have a degree or not. But I believe that success comes not from a piece of paper, but from God-given
talent.
Okay, talent's a word, but focus is the word that I was looking for.
Okay,
so if you actually know what it is that you want to do, and you have that focus and that drive to go after it, man, nothing is impossible under God's blue sky. My situation is a little funny because my daughter wants to go into nursing, right?
Nice.
But originally she didn't want that. She wanted to be in the intelligence, like in CIA and FBI and all that. But she sort of changed along the way, and those are expensive courses to go through in life. So what we did plan was this: she's going to apply for grants. A lot of parents are going through this right now. If you are a parent and you are listening right now, don't feel like it's a burden to send your child to school, because this is what us as parents do. We live to ensure that our kids don't struggle like we do.
Exactly.
We want a better future for them. So my daughter is applying for grants. She is enrolled at CSN right now.
That's good.
She's getting all of her minor subjects taken care of, and then she's going to go on to UNLV to finish off her four-year degree for nursing. Now, when we get into the university part of it, that's where we're going to have to apply for loans. Now, I'm hoping down the road, business is good, and you know, I'll end up paying everything for her so she's not in debt. But here's the thing. There's really no other option. If you don't have the money, you're going to have to go into a little bit of debt to get your kid through school.
Yep.
And if you don't have a plan for that, guess what? Your kid's going to end up paying for that education for the rest of her life.
Ooh, I've seen like people with like hundreds of thousands in debt, 60, 70, 80,000 in debt for student loans. And that does not go off of your credit history.
It doesn't. And it's a burden. I think as a society, we need to kind of fix this. We need to fix healthcare. We need to fix education. And I believe that the only way for a country to get better is for all of us to come together as one people and stop all of this divide, racial tensions and all that. I mean, black, white, Asian, Muslim, Hispanic. If we are in this country, we should come together to fix the problems. And I believe some of the problems are A, healthcare, B, education. How could you graduate from a four-year course and still be in debt?
Man.
50 years ago, you know, I would say 50 to 60, 70 years ago, you graduated high school, you pick a trade. You didn't have to go to college. And one single income can support a family. Mm-hmm. The wife didn't have to work if she didn't want to. The husband didn't. If the wife had the job, the husband didn't have to work if he didn't want to. But one single income was enough to subsidize for the whole family and have one parent at home to guide the children. Nowadays, bro, it's so screwed up because both parents are gone. And guess what happens to the kids? They don't have the proper guidance. They end up becoming riffraffs.
Yep. And then that's when you have the youth going out in the streets and just doing something that you don't want them to do. And I know people that graduated and, you know, from computer tech and all that, but they drive trucks for a living. You You know?
Yeah, see? That's one of the big issues. You know, you graduate, you spend a good portion of your life studying something, and that's not what you do as a profession. You know?
Yeah, man. So, I don't know, man. Different strokes for different folks, you know, because there's lots of entrepreneurs out there that are financially successful and are millionaires and billionaires and don't have a college degree, you know. Oh, boy, from rich dad, poor dad, right?
It was last year that I became an entrepreneur where I was my own boss. And I said that I would never, ever make another person rich but myself. I won't put 8 hours a day towards another person to make another person rich. And one thing that I took away from reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad was that if you're going to work towards something, work towards making yourself successful.
That's beautiful right there, man. Good words right there. All right. Now we're wrapping this sixth episode up. So we're going to end our show with Alkalades. So I was listening to The Rock, DJ Dwayne Johnson. So I like what he said, Steve Solo. Nobody can do it but you. You know? Because you look at yourself every morning in the mirror and look at yourself and say, did I do what I was supposed to do yesterday to get me closer to where I'm supposed to be in life?
That's incredible. So basically, are you using your time efficiently enough to get you to your end goal or your goal?
Exactly. Then that leads to consistency and hard work. Are you consistent of what you do and what you're supposed to do? And are you putting in the hard work that needs to get done to get there?
Right. I think that creating certain goals throughout the day help you to achieve the ultimate goal in the end. You know, for example, so you wake up in the morning and you say, what do I got to do to become successful 10 years from now? Well, A, I think I should wake up earlier so I can get more done. B, I should study a bit. Say you're a student. I should study this so I could get done with this test. Or you could say, let me go out and look for more clients. If you are an entrepreneur, a professional, you know. So small goals end up leading you to the ultimate goal, which is $10 million, you know?
Man, or $10 billion.
Or $10 billion. Never. Here's one thing I learned from Jim Carrey. Here's his success story, and we got 4 minutes left in the podcast. So right before he started, he knew his end goal in mind. Not necessarily his end goal, but he knew what he wanted to achieve within the next 10 to 12 years. He wrote himself a check. Came from his bank account. He wrote himself a check for $10 million. He put it in his wallet as a reminder that his services are going to be worth one day $10 million per movie. I don't know what was going through his head. But that's a constant reminder to yourself as you, as a listener, a student, a parent, or whoever, always have that end goal in mind. What is it you want? You know? I went through the next chapter of my life by not working for somebody. I will never, ever work for somebody. I'll only work for myself, and I'll only work for God. I'll work for God first, and then myself. So you, as the listener, should figure that in your head. What is it that you want?
Man, that's some wise words of wisdom, Steve Solo. Man, those are great words. And then last but not least, progress. What type of progress are you seeing in your life?
I feel like you're dedicating this segment to somebody.
Hint, hint. It begins with a R and ends with a J.
Man. If you're listening, Mr. Begins with an R and ends with a J, keep that in mind, man.
Always keep that in mind. You know, listen to this over and over until you see success. and progress, consistency and hard work.
But to sum things up, important thing in mind for all y'all that are listening right now, don't live life like a buoy in the water, man, where you're just floating along the waves of life. Have a goal in mind, okay? Don't go through life blindfolded, you know? Go through life with an intent. Make people's lives better, make your lives better. That's the important thing in life, man. This is so heartfelt right now. I see people right now wasting their lives away, wasting their talent away, and it's just horrible.
Yeah, I see it too, Steve Solo. And then it's sad, but it's true. But it's up to us to get out there, get out in the community, and help the youth and help others so that they can become successful also.
Don't walk around life with blindfolds in your eye, you know. Know what you want, go after it. You know, the world is not limited by your thoughts. The world is what you make it, you know. Your paradigm is not based on what people have told you. Your paradigm is based on what you make it. That's plain and simple. That is the truth. That is the gospel. And I guarantee people, if you live with these simple thoughts in mind, that anything is possible, you can achieve whatever it is you want. Don't let drugs get in the way of what you want. Don't let your circumstances get in the way of what you want. Don't let money get in the way of what you want. All you have to have is a burning desire to do it. In my opinion, what I do is I do a lot of praying.
Man, I do too, man. Every time I wake up in the morning, that's what I told my son. You know, every time you wake up in the morning, it's a blessing, you know, for you to open up your eyes, for you to see another day to succeed in life.
Exactly. And it won't hurt you, you know. You don't have to be a Christian, but if you're an atheist, pray to yourself. If you're a Muslim, pray to Allah. If you're a Hindu, pray to Buddha. I don't know.
About science.
Exactly. What did you say?
About science, because people believe in science.
Pray to your scientist, you know, whoever. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't hurt. You know, who does it hurt to actually believe in a higher power? Don't hurt nobody, unless you're trying to hurt somebody to try to make them believe in what you believe in. But I believe in a higher power, and I believe that he's brought me to this point. You know?
Yep. Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
You want me to sing to you? You know what I mean.
You don't know where that came from, do you?
No.
You remember? House Party?
House Party! Couldn't play. Of course I know. But the bottom line is basically this. The bottom line is, know what you want, use your time efficiently, and go after it.
Plain
and simple. Plain and simple. Plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
Mr. R beginning, J end, plain and simple, man. Or anybody who's out there, your name could be Steve Solo, or your name could be Ron Stone, your name could be whoever. If you're listening to this right now, it's the truth, bro. It's the truth.
It is the truth. So please believe. Have faith. Anything can happen. Anything is possible. Just put your mind to it. Just progress. You want to see progress. Consistency. Always got to have consistency. And always work hard on what you do.
Use your time efficiently. Just like we talked about last week. No amount of money can buy a second of time. 1 second is equivalent to a decision.
Yep.
In that point in time, when you're faced with a crossroad or a decision, that 1 second, that one decision can alter your future.
Yep. And decisions end up into consequences.
Bingo. It could be a consequence or it could be a reward.
Yep. Exactly. But it could be good or bad. Depends what you do. If you do something good, you're going to get something good out of it. If you do something bad that you're not supposed to be doing, you're going to get something bad out of it. So what do you want? I want something good.
Exactly. Let me tell you what my goal is. My ultimate goal is to serve humanity working for a company. The only way I can serve humanity is by being my own boss.
Man, you want to be your own boss, you know? Everybody wants to do that, but are you going to put in the time and the effort to be your own boss, or do you want to work 8 to 12 hours working for somebody else just to see a little percentage of what they make?
Bingo. And that wraps it up for this week's episode of
Let Them Know, MMEO.
Until next week.
Later.